Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ.
Yeah. Oh, man. Right when you think you're ready, you have another last-second sneezing attack. Okay, I think I'm ready to go. It's 1930 UTC. And that does, of course, mean that it's time to start another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Everybody loves a committee. I know I do. That's why I started one. I'm drinking tea. Oh, yeah, I'm drinking pour again today because, I don't know, suddenly I've developed this thing where I need to be drinking pour more often than I thought. Oh, yeah. So anyway, just sitting here today, not doing another damn thing because it's cold again. Somehow it got cold again because the weather. And I'm not going outside today, but at least it's not raining or anything. Not that it matters. But yeah, I thought it was going to be warmer. I guess in a couple of days it's going to get warm again. So maybe in a couple of days I can go outside and do some walking around, because I need to do some walking around. Last night my legs were getting crampy and weird. And I thought, am I not getting enough exercise? Oh, let's ask my cat. She's just arrived. Hello, what are you doing, Stinky? Why does it smell like kitty poop in here? Yeah, you're a good baby. Okay, I guess this means we're gonna have to assemble the kitty business bit here. Yes, I will assemble it for you, because I know you want to do kitty business on the banky. Because we were doing some kitty business on the banky last night while we were watching the motorcycle races. Wasn't that fun, Dingins? Yes, it was so fun and exciting. All right, now this is the part where my cat needs to figure out that she's under the blanket, and now you need to get on top of the blanket. There you go. Oh, it's a smart kitty. Okay. Are we ready? Are we good? Yeah, so that was one of the more exciting things I did last night. I watched my motorcycle races. And then, what did I do? I don't know. I was up forever. And then at like 2:30 a.m., somehow I thought of some more lyrics for my goth song. So I wrote those down. They're right over here. And I'm looking at my notes and I'm thinking, yeah, I can use Tempest Tacit, Tempest Loquendi here. But then what rhymes with Tempest Loquendi? What rhymes with Loquendi? Drink from thine chalice plenty? Yeah, I don't know. I'll work on it. What else did we do last night, Dingins? Oh, we watched those races. That was fun. Seems like there was something else interesting. I don't remember. What was I going to tell the people, Dingins? Probably something really damn important. Because I'm good at remembering. Right? Yes, you're good at being fluffy.
Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Whoa! Hey! Don't touch me! Hey! Hey! Don't touch me! Don't touch me! Hey! Oh! Don't touch me!
If you're new to fly tying, then this pattern is for you. To start, we'll grab some extra small wire. Here I'm using black. Insert it into our bead and secure tightly with your thread back towards the tail, and finishing just before you hit the bend of the hook. Once complete, reversing your thread's direction back towards the bead. Next, we'll grab some vinyl ribbing. Here I'm using the size midge in olive. Secure tightly to your hook shank, wrapping back towards the tail. Bringing your thread forward once again. With this complete, we'll begin to wrap our vinyl wire forward, doing so in close touching spirals. Once we reach our thread, we'll secure, taking thread wraps both in front as well as behind our vinyl ribbing, and snip the excess free. Grab your black wire and begin to wrap this forward in the grooves of our vinyl wire. Take your time on the first wraps, and the remaining ones will fall in place easily, continuing to do so until we reach our thread, at which point we'll secure, once again taking thread wraps both in front as well as behind, and helicoptering the excess free. And this is a beginner-friendly midge pattern that also makes a great pattern for pocket water trout.
Bye. beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah. Oh, we had some Orinoco flow in there. I had to hear some Enya, not sure what happened in my mind. Something happened in my brain and I said, yes, I need to hear Orinoco flow. And then, of course, we had to hear something about beef. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, but Tobe, why couldn't we just hear some Orinoco beef? And, well, you know, I'm not saying that you're never going to hear Orinoco beef. It's just, you know, it's not happening today. Because I'm stuck on this train with a cat trying to fall asleep in my lap. This is not the sleeping pit. If kitties want to sleep, you have to go over there into the sleeping zone. This is the kitty business pit. Yeah, you need to do some kitty business or you need to go over there. Oh my goodness, this is why my hips start to hurt. It's because I'm sitting here like this with the cat here and the cat's sleeping. You're not supposed to be sleeping. You're supposed to be doing business. Okay, now she's doing business. She's licking her paws. Oh, look at how busy I am, she says. Yeah, you look busy. Now go over there so I can not sit like this anymore. Oh my God, never bring your cat on a train. Looks like we're pulling into the Conda station here. Yeah, so is this where I transfer to the Ginza line? Okay, Pippa, what are we doing? We're playing train business. Oh, yeah, that's something else I was going to tell you. That was one of the things I was going to tell you guys. Speaking of playing trains, I have recently been watching this guy play with his toy train set. And when I say his toy train set, I don't mean his model railroad. Because if it was a model railroad, I would refer to it as such. But no, this is a toy train set. And what is this guy doing exactly? Okay, well, I don't know how to explain this or why I love it so much. I've probably watched it about 2 hours of this total. What this guy does is he sets up a little layout of his toy train set. And when I say toy train set, I mean one of these cool Japanese plastic toy trains that are giant modular sets. I don't know what brand this is, but it kind of looks like some of the Thomas stuff, but it's not. But it's basically a bunch of plastic track. There's no rails. They just, the cars just run in grooves. But there are switches and all the fancy stuff you would find on a model railroad. But all of these trains are battery operated, so they're self-contained. You're not plugging anything into a wall. There's no transformers. And what this guy does is he sets up a very complicated layout that's basically just a loop. There's one little feeder line that goes into it, and then he makes these complex loops or loop. And there's lots of switches, and the trains automatically throw the switches after they drive over them, which is interesting. And so what he does is he takes about a dozen, between eight and a dozen locomotives, and he puts them all on the track at once. And then there's sort of this train battle. The trains just sort of all drive around, but as they try to cross over the tracks or go through switches, they tend to run into each other and fall off the track and do weird stuff. Oh my God, it's just killing me. Like I said, I've watched 2 hours of this already.
This is part 10. と、これは自動車運搬列車パトデン阪神電車が決勝進出です。
What?
さあ決勝戦見ていきましょう。いやこれちょっと楽しみですね。さあどういう展開になっていくのか。おっと倒していく。おっと、さらに今のはなんだ、マジか。
Oh, we got another one up. Another two.
さあ見ていきましょう、リプレイですね。まずはここアルファイックスカレーですね、カレーに流して、
That was cool. One of the Shinkansen locomotives was being chased. It got onto a turntable, turned around, and then came off the turntable and knocked the other guy off. Oh, here comes another attempt. Oh, no, falls off. Sugoi, ne? Yeah, so I've been watching these weird train battles. And it's kind of weird because now I want a train set like this.Because I didn't know these existed. I didn't know something this awesome existed. What fascinates me is the trains going over the switches and it throws the switch for the next thing that comes along. That's neat. It reminds me of, you know, all the old Tomy toys from like the 70s. A big loader, big loader. That reminds me, I saw somebody essentially make Big Loader out of a Meccano set, but we're not going to get into Big Loader today. We're not going to get into how I'm related to Tomy Toys. But yeah. I think one of the main reasons why I really, really want to have one of these particular types of toy train sets is because I have found out that you can get one that is a model of the Yamanote line.And you know how much I love the Yamanote line. Oh my god, we're on it right now. You can hear the trains going by. Yeah, but you can get one of these sets. And you know, I'm going to have to go to Japan just to buy this. For no other reason. So I can get it cheap. But Tobe, it'll cost you a lot of money. Shut up. I'm going to go to Japan and I'm going to get a Yamanote line train and a...ton of this track and a whole bunch of switches, and I'm going to build a build a scale Yamanote line in my house. Oh, that would be so cool. But yeah, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. I love these train sets though. The other cool thing is they have all these other features/toys, like this turntable that I mentionedThe turntable, how is it powered? It's powered by the train that's on it, by the locomotive, right? So the train drives onto it, and then a gear that's sticking out below the locomotive engages a gear that's in the turntable, which causes the turntable to turn. Okay, it's all this kind of stuff. It approaches a bridge, you know, the thing comes down. It goes over the switch and it switches, and there's a three-way switch. There's even a three-way switch for this, and I'm like, what? How are they? Oh, the Japanese get all the cool toys and they say, ha ha ha, let's save these for ourselves so we won't send them to the white people. No, please, all I want is a Yamanote line train set.
We'll be right back. 不適切な発言がございました。
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
I'm for you, baby. I'm a pickle beet. I'm red but not embarrassed. And I am good with meat. Of course I make an excellent borscht. I'm hot for you, baby. I'm a pickle beet. I'm red but not embarrassed. And I am good with meat. Of course I make an excellent borscht. So
How many times do I have to tell you, the wolf is a cat? That was Melt Banana with their hit song, Hair Cat, because the wolf is a cat. And that was, of course, used as an opening theme for Perfect Hair Forever. Everybody needs to have that perfect hair forever, and I think I need to have some more tea. You know, it also occurs to me that we heard something else before that, too. What were we listening to? Oh, yeah. Before Melt Banana, we had to hear some Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train. Yeah, Crazy Train. Because apparently this is a very train-heavy episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And speaking of Dubious Goals Committees, where else are you going to hear Enya, Ozzy Osbourne, and Melt Banana all on the same show? Yeah. Welcome to Tobe. I like tea. Oh, yeah. Can't drink enough of it. But now that I've satisfied my tea thirst, I have to start thinking about lunch. What am I going to eat for lunch today? Wer ist meine Bratwurst? I think it's going to be Bratwurst day again. I think I'm going to eat the last Bratwurst. I only have eine Bratwurst. I wish I could speak German. I wish I could speak German, because then I could go to Germany and watch lots of football and watch people drink beer, and I could eat some pretzels, because I love pretzels. And what else do I want to eat in Germany? Oh, yeah. Lots of Jägerschnitzel. And probably some red cabbage. It's not that I'm into cabbage. It's just, you know, if you're going to eat Jägerschnitzel, come on. What else do I want to eat in Germany? I don't know. There's probably tons of great food. Kartoffels? Do I want to eat Kartoffelflüffen? Is Kartoffelflüffen a thing I can eat in Germany? Tobe, are you making up German words again? Nein. Oh my god, I'm gonna go crazy again today, sitting in my house doing nothing. Oh my god, how am I gonna entertain myself? I've got, what, 15 and a half more hours before I can go to bed? What am I going to do? I got to be productive. I got to make something. I got to make some art. What the hell am I going to do? Maybe I should focus on some music? Maybe I need to cut some more stencils? I don't know what the hell I need to do. I need to make the weather better so I can go outside and look for animals. That's what I really want to do. And don't worry, I'll take you with me when we do that on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and it's time for Eine kleine Bratwurst. Not Knockwurst, I only have a Bratwurst. Okay, bye.